Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is urging a de-escalation of tensions in the Mideast in the wake of a heated diplomatic dispute between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic relations with Iran. Bahrain and Sudan have followed suit, and the United Arab Emirates has downgraded diplomatic relations. Tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran intensified this past weekend after Saudi Arabia executed 47 individuals, including Shia cleric Nimr Bakr al-Nimr. Iran denounced his execution, and violent protests broke out inside Iran. Protesters ransacked the Saudi embassy in Tehran and set it on fire. Regarding the executions by Saudi Arabia, State Department spokesperson John Kirby said the United States continues to urge the government of Saudi Arabia to ensure fair and transparent judicial proceedings in all cases, and that the United States has expressed particular concern over the execution of Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr. Mr. Kirby also condemned the attacks on Saudi diplomatic properties in Iran, saying that we take attacks on diplomatic properties very seriously. He noted reports that some of the perpetrators of these attacks have been arrested and called on Iran to fully respect its international obligations to protect diplomatic property. On the severing of diplomatic relations, State Department spokesperson Kirby emphasized the need for diplomatic engagement, strong bilateral relations, and direct conversations to work through differences. Increased frictions, Mr. Kirby said, run counter to the interests of all those in the international community who support moderation, peace, and stability. The United States, he added, reiterates the need for leaders throughout the region to redouble efforts aimed at de-escalating regional tensions so that we can all continue to work on resolving the pressing issues in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, and elsewhere throughout the Middle East.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.